Great, yes, Robert said. How did you know where to find me?
The ambassador knew, said the other marine, a woman called Chuang. Ambassador Horst.
What? An older man in full armour and helmet leaned into view, visor up. He was black and grizzled and had fierce eyes.
How much longer? Exfiltration is inbound, and we still need to get Mr. Bauer into his propod. Almost finished, Sergeant, said Harriman. We can start with the propod while we uncouple the last nodes. Get it done. When you exit, keep heads down. The locals aren't too happy about us dropping in like this.
As the sergeant withdrew, Robert suddenly heard the zip and a crack of a firefight going on nearby.
How did you manage to get on board? Robert said, remembering the defences he saw when the Shintanil first brought him here.
This was a crypt ship, a heavily armoured interceptor carrier that could double as a fortified base.
Pretty much the same as the infiltration pylon, said Harriman. Smashed through the hull, secure beachhead, locate and secure target.
He gestured for Robert to stand up, which he did, finding his legs slightly shaky. The Marine was silent for a moment or two, and Robert felt some more plucking sensations on his back. Several splay-ended fibre clusters were tossed onto the floor of the stall.
All done.
And here's your propod,
said the woman Chuang, holding up a saggy, wrinkled bundle of some grey material. Finally able to step out of the tank, he saw he was in a low-roofed room with another two slope-faced virtuality tanks like his. The dominant colour was a grubby brown. The tanks were battered orange hulks adorned with odd large symbols and blocks of smaller glyph-like text, while the wall opposite was one big array of niches full of fibres, tangled cables and mysterious components. And, over in the corner, sat the Shintanil torturer, arms hanging limp, upper torso sagging forwards, and half his face reduced to dark ruins by somebody's energy weapon. Robert felt nothing as the Marines dressed him in the odd propod garment, then led him out of the tank room.
Heads down!
Robert found himself crouching amongst a dozen or more armed and armoured Marines, all taking cover behind a barricade of Shintanil furniture and stacks of long, narrow metal cases. Shots and flashes of beamfire came from further along a windowed gallery, where bulky Shintanil fighters held the next intersection. The windows were triangular, tall and narrow, all bearing a patina of grime that was darkest at the corners. Outside, he could see immense tapering spines jutting from beneath, their tips radiating a weird greenish radiance, with others visible further along.
Chuang pointed. There she is, Sarge!
And off in the distance, what looked like the head-on outline of a ship's prow rushing in on a flight path aimed straight at them. Then suddenly he remembered what the Marine Harriman had said about an exfiltration pylon crashing into the hull.
So, what's this pylon? He said to Chuang. She shrugged. Basically, a big reinforced tube with a solid steel wedge at the tip.
Punches into the hull, I've been told.
That's the idea, Mr. Bauer.
And then decompression? Things flying around?
Well, the pressure drop trips your propod. It pops into armor mode, and by then we're all heading for the pylon.
Chuang laughed.
Didn't get much chance for a test drill, but we'll hack it.